It was challenging just because that it was a new, you know, position for me, but it kind of just came so quick. Within a few weeks, I grasped the defense, and I was able to go in the game and produce just like the rest of our safeties.
Do you feel like a freshman back in college right now, this first week, getting the playbook, kind of just learning everything? Does it feel kind of like orientation again?
Definitely, you know, you feel like a freshman the first few days, but now they have us in kind of like a routine, and we feel like, I'm pretty sure I can speak for everybody else, we feel like we're part of the team, and we don't feel like rookies. We all feel like, you know, a member of the Eagles.
How much experience have you had in playing press coverage and playing up on the wide receiver at the collegiate level?
That's the only thing I played in college is press coverage, besides my freshman year under a different defensive coordinator. But under Coach Muschamp, we were pressed every time.
What's your week been like so far, just like trying to learn everything, like what you've been shown and all that?
It's been challenging, but that's the best part about it. I'm learning a whole new defense. I was a starter for 3 years in my last defense, so it was already there. You know, every year you come in, you just go to work. But now I have to take a different mental approach to, you know, learning the plays and the speed outside at the field. So everything's a little different.
What are those main differences from the defense you played in college and what they're running here with the Eagles?
It's pretty similar as far as coverage-wise. I mean, most defenses all, you know, have the same coverage. Just terminology is just different.
When you're learning all of this, is there less pressure because you're not going to be asked to come in here and be a starter right away to be able to kind of take the pressure off there?
I think all of us want to make this team, so it's always going to be pressure on everybody that was drafted or undrafted. So, yeah, it still is pressure.
If you run the 40 now with a healthy Achilles, what would you run?
I think I'll go 4-3, definitely.
What do you remember about going up against Vanderbilt?
Just Jordan moves everywhere, so it's kind of like we had to find him wherever he lined up. One minute he's at the X, he's at the Z, he's a number two receiver, he's a number three receiver. So I know they found ways to get him the ball.
You and Sammy both grew up in the same town, but did you ever play together? Did you spend a lot of time together?
We lived on the same street, so we spent a lot of time together outside of football. But we played against each other in Pop Warner. We have different moms, and he had another older brother that he went to another facility and played with, and I was at another facility.
So what was it like to line up across from
him? We both played quarterback, so we weren't on the field at the same time, but you know, we led our teams different ways. He actually won the game that we did play against each other.
How many different
quarterbacks? I was more of a scrambler. He was more of a, you know, actually throwing the ball.
At that level, though,
did you ever envision that he would be what he is, you know, now?
I definitely, you know, he's my brother, so we both, you know, believe in each other. But I really knew he'll be what he was in high school after watching him play a few times.
Going to the same high school as Nate, what is he? You kind of picking his brain more so this week?
Yeah, he's definitely. My first day here, he walked in and sat with me and told me how much he loved the staff and how that everything's really smooth here and there's great people around us, and I'm gonna be fine. And as far as the playbook, when we're on the field and watching them practice, he comes back and talks to me a little bit about what's going on.
When you look at where you went in the draft and you look at it now, were you disappointed? Did you expect to go higher? Did you go right where you thought you were going to go?
I was just hoping to be drafted like everybody else. Of course, you know, everybody wants to go higher than what they're drafted. Everybody wants to go first round. But I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here no matter where they drafted me at.
Do you think the injury? Before they picked you or since you've come in, how much have the coaches, whether it's Chip or somebody else on the staff, talked to you about the versatility that you know, the playing corner and safety? Was that a big, do you get any sense that was a big reason that they picked you and a big reason why they wanted you here?
Yeah, I believe so. Having a versatile guy is definitely a plus in the secondary. You can travel less guys. It's a lot of different things you can do with having a versatile guy, and it makes everything go smooth in the secondary.
You made a lot of changes in the building with the cafeteria and the training room and everything last year. What are your impressions of just the way things are set up here?
Everybody's really friendly. For my first day here, that's the one thing I picked up. Everybody greets you. Everyone, you know, hey, hi, how are you doing? Good morning. That was different, you know, coming in. I thought, you know, I'll be the rookie. Nobody really trying to get to know you, but everybody stopped and asked to, you know, try to get to know me and who I was.
How about from the program standpoint, to come in and whether it's nutrition like Shield was alluding to, whether it's, you know, learning the playbook, how is that different from what you experience in Florida?
They're more hands-on. obviously the team's smaller, so in a college team you have almost 100 players on a team, so everybody on the staff can be more hands-on and be direct with you. And as far as the playbook, the coaches are more hands-on because there's not as many people in the secondary.
How was the interview process of the Eagles compared to some of the other teams? Anything unique about it that stood out to you?
Definitely was more comfortable with the Eagles on my visit that I came in. I was really comfortable, and I felt good about, you know, playing here or being here, and I was hoping that they picked me.